support the essential needs of life, such as water, food, and education. Poverty has been a major focus on everyone's mind for many years, and it will continue to if we cannot solve the problem. Many organizations have been built, made, and put in certain countries that are poor and unstable, and that cannot maintain a strong economy for themselves. During this podcast, I'm going to talk to different people about the types of poverty in the world, specifically in the USA and Jamaica, and how both of these countries differ. I'm going to interview two people about how the poverty in each of these, in each of their home countries came about, and why the poverty in each country is different. Jamaica, known for its beaches and resorts, also can be seen as a poverty-stricken country. One of my best friends, babysitters, is from Jamaica. So I had an opportunity of a lifetime to interview her on Jamaica and see what she knows and can tell us about the poverty. The first question I asked was, what do the people you know in Jamaica eat?
I know a few people from Jamaica that live in poverty. They eat food, but just a little, because they have to save it for other days. And they'll eat food without meat or fish, because they could not afford to buy meat or fish.
My next question was, how do these people you know live? Like, what types of homes do they have?
And the place that they live are like in little tiny houses that we call hut, H-U-T. That's how they live.
I then proceeded to ask, are there any organizations in Jamaica that you know trying to help everyone out?
Yes, they do have organizations that help them, like you have food pantries and stuff like that, that they would go and get food, like flour, rice, milk, and stuff like that, especially those who have children.
My final question was, what is different about the poverty in Jamaica versus the poverty in the USA?
Between poverty in America and in Jamaica is that we grow a lot of our food. So the people that live in poverty, they would plant their own food, so they would not starve, live on the street. They use wood to make little houses for themselves, so they wouldn't have to sleep outside. So there's a great difference between Jamaica poverty and United States poverty, because there's a lot of homeless people in America that sleep on the street and also under the sheds and stuff like that. We don't have that in Jamaica. People use woods, cut down trees and make woods and make little houses.
After hearing your answer for this, it felt really great, because I know that she spent many years in both countries and that she frequently travels back to Jamaica to see your family. And on the other hand, the United States, which is mostly known for McDonald's and American football. But the U.S. also has a chunk of people in poverty. According to Forbes, about 14.5% of people in the United States are living under the poverty line. So, I went to interview my mother to hear her view on poverty in the United States, because she has lived in over 10 states in her lifetime. I asked her the same questions as I did with Eileen. My first question was, what do the people you know that live in poverty eat?
People in poverty, but the few that I do, I think most of them try and eat more fast food because it's less expensive.
Then I asked, how do these people live? What types of homes do they have?
People that I know generally rent apartments, and if that becomes too hard to maintain their bills, some of them move in with family that might already have a home, or some families come together and try and live in one place so that they all can chip in and the bills aren't as much for one person.
My next question was, do you know of any organizations in America trying to help with the poverty issue?
Many organizations. I've heard of the Hunger Project, but I do know about a lot of local food pantries where we donate stuff from our own homes, and I've also volunteered at various food pantries, especially around the holidays.
I realized I couldn't ask my mother about what she noticed with the differences of poverty because she has not yet been to Jamaica to see that. In this part of the podcast, I'm going to talk about how the poverty started in each country. In Jamaica, poverty has been mostly run around because of the fact that a majority of the people in Jamaica work on farms and can't produce enough money for leisure or enjoyment, but have to use that money very carefully, like it is life or death. According to the CIA, the GDP per capita is around $9,000, and about 20% of the population in Jamaica is in extreme poverty. Now, America, a much more technology-developed country, the GDP per capita is around $60,000. Also, the percent in poverty is 15%. Because of the more industrial country, the United States offers more job opportunities for people to work, and more money is being tossed around. Whereas in Jamaica, the jobs are reliant on how much you make, or if people can even buy the products with the little money they have. It is now clear to me that the reason why the poverty differs between Jamaica and USA is because that one, the United States is obviously more industrial, bigger, has more people, but it's the technology. The technology really separates USA from Jamaica. It lets them make so much more money, causing less people to live in that poverty. And the technology also offers more job opportunities, which then lets less people live under the poverty line. I'd like to say thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it.